Hello, my friends. Welcome to episode 95. Today, I'm talking about why it's important to create a product. I'm going to show you how to discover you can create one in the next 30 days or less, and how to make it happen.
Do you have a message to share and wonder, how do I get heard? Broadcasting from the beautiful lakes of Minnesota and the Twin Cities, welcome to the J.B. Sism Show. This show will motivate you with clarity and help you find your voice so you can take your message to the next level. Now, here's your host, Jason Sism.
And my goal each and every week is to help you succeed in your family, your ministry, and your life by helping you find your voice. Well, my friends, welcome to another episode of the J.B. Sism Show. My name is Jason Sism. And my goal each week is to give you the tools that you need so you can transform lives and reach the world with the message that God has given you. Well, if you've been blogging in the industry any length of time, you'll know that everybody talks about creating a viable product to sell. Well, it is more than just slapping something together and meeting a specific pain point your customer has. Because you can't just slap it together to meet that need. Well, in today's episode, we're talking about product creation, why you should have one, and how you can begin today in creating your very own product in the next 30 days. Well, my friends, I'm excited about today's show. This one is going to be good. Welcome back. You're listening to the J.B. Sism Show. Well, my friends, it's good to be back behind the microphone, and it has been 2 weeks since I've been behind the microphone. Last week, I sat down to record, and I decided I didn't have something in me to record, so I thought it would be best to skip a week and really think about what I wanted to record for the next episode, for episode 95 here, and so I ended up writing a blog post instead. And I didn't feel like I had enough in me to take that blog post and really flesh it out into a full episode, because I really want this show to be something that gives you meat, gives you something that you can write home about. And so that's why I wasn't here last week. So if you arrived last Wednesday looking for a podcast episode, my deepest apologies. I hope you made your way to the website, jbsism.com. That is jbsism.com. And I hope you made your way there, because I had a little note on last Wednesday's blog post that this show would be returning this week. And it has. This is episode 95. And I can't wait. We have 5 episodes left before we hit the century mark. I can't believe we're already about 100 episodes into this thing. When I started this podcast back in 2015, it was about February of 2015, I started this podcast. It's been a wild ride. We've gone through a few changes on this show, and this show has gone through a couple different format changes, but that's okay. The content changes didn't last for too long. I went from February to October of 15, really talking about one topic, and then I rebranded the show to the J.B. Sism Show, and we went a whole different direction, and really I feel like this blog and this podcast has really come into its own, and the episodes are finally starting to gain some foot ground, and people are sitting up, paying attention, and I'm excited. This year has been one of the best years so far for this podcast, and we are only into April. So there we go. So I want to say thank you to every single person that has stuck with me over the last couple of years, and I want to thank every person who invests their time to listen to little old me sitting in my studio here in the Twin Cities. So thank you. Thank you for sticking around. Well, because this is a blog and because this is a podcast, I've been really thinking a lot lately about taking everything to the next level, because that is one of the things that I teach. That's one of the things that I aim to do. And I'm working on right now creating products for this website. Now, I do have a couple products out there. I do have 3 products available on my website. If you go to jbsism.com/products, I have 3 books there. I have my novel, Divine Providence, that I wrote in 2010. That was the first product I ever created. I'm pretty excited about that. It was my first book I ever published. And then last year, January of last year, I published my second book, which was a 30-day devotional on the topic of grace. And because I'm a pastor, it came natural for me to talk about grace. And then I also have a third short ebook. It's about 10 pages long, and that is teaching people how to run a viable small group within their church. And you don't have to use it in a church. You can use it in a business setting. You can use it in whatever setting you want. Yes, there are some very strong Christian principles within the book, but you can take the principles and you can apply it to whatever industry that you need to. And that's called Start Your Engines, How to Run an Effective Small Group by using 3 different strategies. So if you want to pick any of those books up, I do encourage you to do that. jbsism.com/products. And you can purchase all 3 of them right there. And the 2 books, Divine Providence and Grace, you can buy those on Amazon. I have links right to the Amazon stores there. Otherwise, the small group ebook, the 10-page ebook, you can buy right on my website. Just enter your credit card information right there, and it will be downloaded immediately. So there is that. Well, so I am talking about products today because it is something that has not been my main focus. My main focus has really been creating content for my blog for the last couple of years, creating viable content that people can come, they can read, they can gain some knowledge and some understanding in the industry of writing and in blogging and productivity. And I want to kind of flesh that out even further. When I started this blog back in 2009, I had no idea what I was doing. And in fact, if you go back and you take a look at what I have written back in 2009, it's actually quite scary. It's actually really embarrassing, honestly, to look at those earlier blog posts. Today, I'm incredibly focused. I know what I'm writing. I know what my niche is. I know I have a good idea of what my audience is looking for. My main focus for this blog, for this podcast, is really helping new and overwhelmed writers wade through all of the muck that's out there on the internet today. I want to help you get the tools that you need so you can find your voice and so you can succeed in your writing life. And so as of today, I do have 3 products for sale. All of them are books, and they are passive income. They sell a few copies every now and then, but the problem with books are I only make a small commission on them. I only make a small royalty on them, and anybody who's ever anybody who's ever published a book would understand this, that you don't make a lot of money selling books. And in fact, I make about $2.50 to $3 per book that's sold. That's about all I make. These books are anywhere from $8.99 to I think $11.99 in the Amazon store, and I only make about $3 per book. So I honestly don't make a whole lot of money. I'll actually make more money selling my 10-page ebook. That is $5 for a 10-page ebook, because I believe the information is that valuable. I will actually make about $4.70 out of that, because the company that is hosting that right now, they make a commission on top of every sale that I make. So I make more money on that than I do on my other ebooks. And that are sitting on Amazon. So any author who has books out there, they know you're not going to make a whole lot of money. And so I really felt that it was time for a change. And today I'm going to be telling you what I'm doing, and I'm also going to invite you to follow suit, because I want you to create your own products. And if you have a blog, if you are a blogger, if you are a author, I believe you can take your books and you can create products out of them, and you can create something that is going to generate some revenue for you. And this is the direction that I'm working on, taking this website, taking this blog, because I not only want to just give you some great value and great content that I'm already doing, I want to give you some even better stuff. I want to give you something that's really going to transform your life, something that's really going to give you a focused course, a focused outlook on accomplishing a task, accomplishing a goal. And so one of the products that I'm working on is on the topic of writing, because I want to help take your writing to the next level. And I can't do that by just focusing on a blog post here or a blog post there. I really want to focus in and hone in so that you can walk home with some of the best information possible. So why products? What can products do for you? And if you have a website, if you have a blog, I encourage you to start moving in this direction, because this is the direction, one, that I'm moving in, and two, I'm tired of shelling out the money for this blog without having some revenue coming back. And not that I don't want to create free content. I do want to create free content. It is something that I want to keep providing for you, and I'm going to keep providing for you. This podcast is going to continue on. This blog is going to continue on. I'm still going to create free ebooks, free resources, but I also want to help you go to the next level. I want to help you stay motivated with clear thinking so you can be equipped with the tools that you need, so you can succeed, so you can write that book that you want, so you can start that blog that you've been wanting to start. So why products? Why do we need products? Well, three reasons. Number one, products create passive income. Products create passive income. Now, one of the most difficult aspects of having a blog is the constant need to create more content, the constant need to keep creating content for consumption. Because if I stopped writing on this blog, if I stopped producing this podcast, everybody who comes visiting here, they eventually will go away. They'll stop showing up. Why? Because there's nothing for them to read. They've already read it all, and they're not. And I'm going to say this again. They're not going to comb through your old resources. So that's one of the most difficult aspects, I think, of having a blog, is having to consistently create content. Now imagine this. Imagine if Netflix only gave away their stuff for free. You know, they wouldn't be able to put food on the table for their families. They would not be able to continue offering movies for people to consume. You see where I'm going with this? I think blogging is similar. So I can continue creating content, but without some kickback, without some money coming back into my blog, I'm not going to be able to keep blogging continually. I could, but keep going at the rate and the pace that I'm going, I can't do that. And so if we don't monetize, if we don't take the monetize our blog seriously, and we don't take the time to really hone in what it is that we want to encourage people with, what it is we want to teach people, if we don't monetize, we're never going to be more than just a hobby blogger. Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with being a hobby blogger. There's nothing wrong with wanting to just write for the sake of writing. But I think if you're going to create a niche site, or as our friends in England and Australia would say, your niche site, that's a terrible accent. I am so sorry. But to have a niche site that you're really focusing on one particular topic and that's all you're talking about, you've got to create a viable product that is going to take your readers to the next level. Sure, that you're going to have the majority of people that will consume your free content, and there's going to be people who only want the free content. But there's also people who want to know, what else do you have that you're not telling me? And you're holding back because you're afraid to put it all out there for free. Give me a product, I'll buy it. I don't care what it costs, I'll buy it from you. And the thing is, it creates a passive income so that we can just sit back, we can sip our water or drink our coffee in the morning, and if people are buying our products in the middle of the night, we can sleep and the money's still coming in. That's the idea of passive income. And really, there's only two types of income in the world. You have time for money. So it's this idea of a 9-to-5 job, which most of us are very familiar with. You get paid for your time. So it doesn't matter if you're sitting at a desk, you're flipping hamburgers, or you're consulting one-on-one with somebody. You're trading your hours for dollars. And the more we trade hours for dollars, the less hours we're going to have to invest into our families. And we all have the exact same amount of hours every day. We all have 24 hours a day. And you can only work for so many of those hours at a time. So most people do the 9-to-5. You're trading your hours for dollars. But there is a better way to make money. There's a better way out there, and that's the passive income. And I know a little bit about this because of the books that I've written. I do get paid periodically from Amazon and from my publisher when people buy my books. I do get a kickback from that. And that's called passive income. And this is where you create something that's either tangible, like a book, or a digital product. Take my ebooks, for instance. Or an online learning course. All of these things, they create a residual income as people begin to buy them up. And you don't have to worry about shelf space. You don't have to worry about having a warehouse full of stuff. As people buy stuff, the more that people buy, the more you're going to make. And that's what passive income is. You don't have to do anything. People will buy. So that's what products do. They create a passive income for us. The second thing that products do are they create a stronger community, or they create a stronger sense of belonging. And I think a problem a lot of bloggers face is you keep creating free content. You keep creating free content, and you keep creating free content. You know, And you know, here's the deal. There's nothing wrong with creating free content. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. But having something that creates authority and having something that creates a deeper connection with your audience gives you an edge that the free bloggers cannot compete with. Why? Because you're meeting your readers on a deeper level, because they have paid you money to teach them something. You know, and here's the deal. The more free content we put in the world, that's good. But I think the less interested people will become. Why? Because they're not invested into it. See, people aren't invested into free content. And the deal is, people want you to keep creating the free content. They're like, well, you know, you're a sellout if you create a product for me to buy. Well, I'm not a sellout. I'm just saying there's something more I have to offer, and I'm choosing to sell this rather than make it free. You know, some people call it a sellout, but I don't think it's a sellout. I really don't see it that way. Because the more free content we put into the world, the less invested or the less interested people become. Because they're not interested. They're not investing their hard-earned money to learn something. And so if you invest your hard-earned money, you're going to get a lot more out of it. I mean, think about it this way. I'm part of the Minnesota Christian Writers Guild. And I've been a part of seminars. I've gone to seminars. I've gone to conferences. And when I pay money out of my own hard-earned money, I pay out of that into being a member of the guild or being part of a seminar or buying a book, the more invested I am into it and the more apt I am to actually gain some understanding, gain something out of it. And so the more that we can pay into, the more we invest our money into, the more we're going to get out of it. The more we're going to get out of it. You know, so there's nothing wrong with free content. There's nothing wrong with putting it out there. But having something that creates this authority and something that creates a deeper connection is going to give you that edge. And so if you have something that shows the world you mean what you say, they're going to pay you for that knowledge. And if they see value in their blog, they'll see even more value in paying you for your expertise. They'll pay you for a premium product because they know they're going to get the best information out of you for that. And so it creates a stronger sense of community. Why? Because people are investing. Thirdly, is products create transformation. Products create transformation. You know, we live in this world where everybody is selling something. We live in this world where everybody is vying for our attention. But here's the deal. It's not the product you're selling. When people sell you a product, they're not selling you really the product. They're selling you the transformation that it brings. So they're not selling you a product. They're selling you transformation. I mean, think about these weight loss programs out there. You know, if you buy this thing from Julian Michaels, so she's going to kick your butt. You're going to buy this DVD course from her. You're not buying a DVD course from Julian Michaels. You are buying the transformation that she can offer you if you follow her step-by-step instructions. That's what a product can do. And so when we create a viable passive income product, people want to connect with this idea and ask this question, can it solve my problems? Can it solve the problem that I'm facing? So, you know, take this thing with Julian Michaels again and selling her DVDs. You know, people are saying, well, can you solve my problem of gaining weight? And can you solve this problem of I want to lose the weight? And her answer would be, if you buy my product, I guarantee you're going to lose the weight, you're going to tone up, and you're going to strengthen your core. That's the transformation she's selling. That's what people are buying. And that's why she can get away selling some of this stuff for $100, $200, $300. Because people are buying transformation because people want to see the problems that they face solved by spending a little bit of money so they can take a shortcut and see transformation in their life immediately. You know, creating something is a lot of hard work. But the deal is, I know it pays off. See, I've purchased a ton of different products that have completely altered and changed my life. I've purchased into the Minnesota Christian Writers Guild. Today, I'm on the board of directors. It's changed my life. I've invested into it, and now I'm investing into other people. I'm a better blogger today because I have been a part of Michael Hyatt's Platform University. My website wouldn't be as good as it is today if I hadn't purchased Michael Hyatt's Get Noticed theme. Products create transformation. This is what they do. They take a need, they amplify that need, and then they create a solution to meet that need. That's what products do. And that's what we as bloggers need to do. We need to take somebody's need, we need to amplify it, and then create a solution for them to see transformation. And so this is why we should have products. Because we want to create passive income so that we can monetize this sucker. You know, this blogging thing is a beast. And we want to find a way to create passive income so that money comes in while we sleep. Secondly, we want to create this idea of a stronger community because people are going to be invested because they have parted with their hard-earned money. They want, if we get people to be invested into our paid stuff, they'll read our free stuff because now they know what we can offer truly. So if we continue to only offer free products, free stuff, our community is going to start dwindling. Our community is going to go away. And so we need to take advantage of that. And thirdly, products create transformation. Products create this idea that we are connecting people with this idea that we can solve their problems. You know, they're not purchasing a product, they're purchasing transformation. That's what we're selling, that's what we're offering, and if we can truly take this thing to the next level, I know that we can help more people succeed in their family, their ministry, and their life. And that's what I'm aiming to do here at jbcism.com. And I'm going to tell you about that next. So I hope that makes sense, and I hope that you truly have a better understanding of why I'm moving in this direction. And so I've begun working on creating two different passive income products. And these products are going to meet two completely different needs. But the deal is, it's been a fun journey. It's been fun to start working on these. I have a good idea of where I'm going with this, and I have a good solid start. Now it's time to just sit down, crank them out, and get them ready for sale. Get them ready for purchase. And so I am going to be offering here soon for those of you who listen to the show and for those of you who read my blog at jbcism.com, I'm going to be opening up soon some beta testing for these products and get some feedback so that I can create a stronger, more viable product for people to buy. So I'm excited about this. And to finish these projects, to finish what I'm working on, I'm going to be taking a 30-day journey. I'm going to be taking a 30-day challenge, and I am inviting you to join me. I'm asking you to join me on a 30-day challenge, and I'm offering you a solution to start creating your own products. I'm on the journey of creating my own products. I want you to start creating your own products as well. And now I already have three products available. What I'm talking about, the products I'm talking about are a higher ticketed item that is not a book. It's more of a course that people will be able to buy. And this is a higher ticketed item that's going to generate more money than what my books are currently. And so I'm offering you a solution to start creating your own products. If you're at a place in your blog where you're starting to see significant traffic show up, or you're starting to build your email list, this is what you need. So here's the deal. I have partnered with my friends over at ConvertKit. Now, ConvertKit is the email solution provider that I use for my blog. So if you've signed up on my blog, and I encourage you to sign up for my blog, just go to jbcism.com/subscribe, and you'll be signed up to receive my blog posts as well as my weekly Friday newsletter, which gives you a deeper understanding of the tips, tricks, and strategies to better writing, to better blogging, and to better productivity. So if you want to take your life to the next level, you're going to get better content on my email than you do on my blog. Now, that's because I'm holding back some of my material for the email list. It's still free content, but you're paying me with your name and your email address. So I encourage you to sign up, because you're going to get the best content that I have to offer. So jbcism.com/subscribe and sign up for my free email newsletter there. But my friends at ConvertKit, they have developed a free 4-week training program called Product Creation Masterclass. It's a 4-week training program, Product Creation Masterclass. Now, this course is broken up into 4 parts. So each day for the next 30 days, the doors to this class officially open on April 24th. So April 24th, you're going to get your first email. And each week is broken up into a topic. So week one is product planning. And they're going to walk us through how to narrow our niche and find our ideal customer. Talk about the type of products to create. Talk about validating our product idea before we create it. Create some goals for the product. Clarify its purpose. Creating that ideal timeline for all of the product tasks that we need to get accomplished. And so that's just in week one. Week two is called product creation. And this is where they walk us through how to create the content. Create the content outline. How much content do we need? How to plan a sustainable creation process to get all the work done. Creating what's called a lead magnet. In other words, how to grow your email list with subscribers already interested in the product. And then how do we build a product-driven wait list? So how do we get people interested where they're like, yep, I want to buy into this product and start selecting our beta testers? And then week three, they move on. That was just week two, by the way. Week three, they move on to product testing. So we send out a survey to our beta testers for quality feedback. We edit our existing content based upon a survey that we can send these testers. We find the right price for the ideal customers. What is that right price point? What are people willing to pay for this? How do we position the product for success? How do we discover existing communities to bring the product to? So that's just week three. And then week four is launching the product. So building confidence and talking about it, creating an irresistible sales funnel for the product, writing that launch email sequence, creating urgency, and increasing product sales through webinars, through affiliate links, and through other marketing tactics. So that's what this course is. It's a product creation master course, and I'm super excited. And here's the deal. I'm going to be taking this course as well. And so for the next 4 weeks, starting on the 24th, I'm going to be taking this course as well. And we're going to be talking about this each week. I'm going to be bringing you an update as to where I'm at, and I'm going to be talking about what this course is offering, and I'm going to offer some of the training to you for free right here on the blog. I'm not going to go in as deep of detail as what they are, but it's going to give you an idea of, if you don't sign up for this, then you're going to be just fine as well. So this course is broken up into these four parts, and this class is going to take a deep dive into the steps it takes to create products for your online community so that you can start monetizing your online efforts. So here's the deal. I have a link on the show notes at jbsism.com/095, jbsism.com/095. Scroll down to the part where I'm talking about ConvertKit, and it's in the section called What's Next. Scroll down, click the link, or scroll down to the bottom of the blog post and click the button called Register Here for this free masterclass. So jbsism.com/095. And if you're having a hard time remembering that, you can also go to jbsism.com/PCM, which stands for Product Creation Masterclass. So jbsism.com/PCM or 095. Scroll to the bottom, click the link, sign up for this course, and go through it with me. Now, here's the deal. The doors are going to close for this. The doors close officially on the 23rd. Doors close at 11:59 on the 23rd. You're not going to want to miss this, because if you miss this sign-up period between now and the 23rd, I think it's the 23rd, you're not going to be able to get in, and the course is going to be closed, and you're not going to have access to this again. So you want to get a hold of this immediately. And so go to jbsism.com/PCM, sign up, and we're going to go through this together. Now, here's the deal. I have a free limited gift I am giving every person who signs up for this free course. And if you sign up between now and the 21st, if you sign up after the 21st, you're not going to get these. But if you sign up between now and the 21st, I'm going to give you two free ebooks. The first one is called Free to Focused: 3 Reasons Scrivener Will Improve Your Writing and Boost Your Productivity. Scrivener is my go-to writing app. It's the most powerful book writing software I use, and I use it weekly. So I'm giving this book away called Free to Focus: 3 Reasons Scrivener Will Improve Your Productivity or improve your writing and boost your productivity. I'm also giving away a free copy of my best tips and tricks to using Evernote. Name of this book is called 4 Evernote Hacks Every Writer Needs. Evernote, in my opinion, is one of the most powerful cloud-based apps I have found. And in fact, it's replaced almost everything I do in Microsoft Word. Now, I'm giving these books completely for free away to you if you sign up for this course between now and April 21st. If you don't sign up by April 21st, it's going to be gone. The offer's going away. These books are going back in the vault on the 22nd, and you're not going to probably be able to get these again. So if you want these ebooks, sign up for the masterclass, jbsism.com/PCM, and get your hands on them. So how do you get the ebooks? Well, sign up below, click the button, below the blog post, click the button, sign up. Once you get your confirmation email from ConvertKit, because this is their course, So once you get the confirmation email that you've signed up for their course, forward that to me. Forward your confirmation email to me, and then I will email you the download links for the books. This offer is only good for you. It's only going to be available until April 21st. Once that day is gone, the books go away. Even if you send me the confirmation email on the 22nd, if it is not time stamped with April 21st or by April 21st, you're not going to get them. I'm going to say I'm sorry. So this offer is only good until April 21st. Join me on this journey. I'm excited about this because I think this is going to be a life-changing 4-week course. And if we want to take our message to the next level, we need to start creating something that is going to transform people's lives. Remember, we're not selling a product, we're selling transformation. And I'm excited about this course through ConvertKit. Sign up today, jvsism.com/095. All the information is right there. And my friends, if you could do me a favor, tell somebody about this. If you know somebody who has a blog, tell somebody about this show. Tell somebody about this podcast and this ConvertKit course because it's free. You're not going to have to pay a dime for it. And I'm excited. We're going to talk about it over the next several weeks. Well, my friends, thank you for listening. I am so glad that we get to hang out each and every week. Head over to iTunes and subscribe to this show if you haven't, and leave a rating and a review, and I'll mention you on the show. All right, my friends, God bless. I will see you right here next week at jvsism.com. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks for listening. This has been the JB Sism Show. You can find the archives of the show at jbsism.com or on iTunes. Don't forget to visit jbsism.com to download a special ebook when you sign up for the free newsletter. You'll get new episodes, updates, and so much more. This podcast is copyright Jason Sism and Sism Enterprise, all rights reserved. Until next week, stay motivated with clarity, take your message to the next level, and find success in your family, ministry, and life.